It's time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every heart, every woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every heart, every woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Before we jump into the interview that we have for today, we're going to set the tone for our show with some live music. Sit back and enjoy.
Where I hide, you're the keeper of my heart.
Well, my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show on The Word 100.7 FM. And I have my good friend Vicki McMurray joining me as co-host for today. Vicki and I have volunteered together for several projects at church and in music, also for Love Ministry. So thank you so much for taking this journey with me, Vicki.
Oh, I'm grateful to be here.
And I'm so excited that you are here. Our show, Every Heart, Every Woman radio show, is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website, which is loveministriesbuilds.org. And Vicki and I are, we're welcoming actually two guests to the show today. Our guests are from the Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps. We have Executive Director Marlo Kreisinger. What a great name. Welcome, Marlo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we also have Michelle Doss. And Michelle is a graduate from the Job Corps. Thank you so much for being here with us, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
We are excited just to jump right in. We want to cover kind of a lot of different things, and I've got some questions. Vicki has
lots of
questions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump right in. But let's talk to let's hear from Marlo just to get us started off in the story that we're sharing today. Marlo, can you tell us more about the Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps, what it does, the theme of it, all of that good stuff?
Yes, thank you so much for asking. So Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps actually reached a huge milestone this year. We just turned 20 years old, which of course is a wonderful opportunity to just praise God that we have turned 20.
Yes. Absolutely.
And He has been working tirelessly through every moment of it. And it's just awe-inspiring to see how He has worked through not just the graduates, but also through our volunteers and our staff.
Yes.
So 20 years ago, five women came together, all from various churches, ministries, and from Dallas Baptist Association. And they all had one desire, and that was to serve women, specifically to serve women who are transitioning out of crisis.
Oh.
And so that is really the foundation of Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps, is to serve women who are transitioning out of crisis, whether that be homelessness, whether that be addiction, recently widowed, underemployed or unemployed, many forms of crisis. And we don't want to put a definition on what crisis is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have women that walk through the doors. And if they say, I am in transition of crisis or I am struggling, you know, we want to hear their story. And so we have women from all walks of life, all demographics, races, religions. It does not matter. Our door is open. And so we are so excited because every single class that we offer, it is really up to the will of God of the ladies that will be around that table for that semester, which is
so amazing.
Cool.
Yes.
It's really fun. It's really exciting.
Is there an age limit or a range?
So 18 is the youngest we will accept, 18 to whatever age.
Really?
Absolutely. We have had women who have graduated our program that have been 74 years old.
Wow. What a blessing.
It is such a blessing. And in fact, I tell every woman who graduates that, you know, they are those that are of advanced age, that I am so grateful that they are there because they are an example for the younger women. And I praise God that, you know, He sends those women to our ministry so that they are able to minister, even if they are being served. That becomes a sisterhood. And we have women that make up that semester of class of all ages, and they literally walk alongside one another.
Well, and it's a perspective.
Absolutely.
And history that, you know, an 18-year-old obviously wouldn't have. And what a neat, really, blessing is just the word that keeps popping in my head. What a blessing to, and a lesson to just know at 74, you can start over. At 74, you can receive big blessings in your life and pay it forward and make a difference. And I didn't realize, that's why I asked age range, because I was thinking you were basically saying anybody that walks through the doors can come in. And I thought, really? What if you're, you know, 65? Because you said people that have been widowed and the like. So that's just, and where are you? So
we are currently located at Oates and La Prada, and that is far east Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We border Mesquite and Garland.
Okay, very good. How do people hear about you?
Most people hear about us through word of mouth. Mm. Many of our graduates will tell other women in their circle, whether it is family members, whether it is friends, church members, co-workers. So a lot of word of mouth. We also partner with Dallas International Street Church, and they have a women's ministry, transitional ministry. And so the women who go through the Dallas International Street Church program, they also have the opportunity to come through our program. We also, Facebook, we actually had two women who just graduated on Saturday from our spring 2018 class, and both of them heard about our program on Facebook. So social media, of course, is a great avenue for where women hear about us. And then also, you know, just in the community, we promote within the community and go to several other nonprofits who are also serving women and, you know, let them know that our classes are starting. And so God provides, you know, we really never know at any given time. You know, we may have 15 women in a class. We may have 8 women in a class, but we know that whomever God wants there, they will be there.
So tell us a little bit about the classes. It kind of sounds like it's set up maybe like college courses.
So we want these women to be holistically served.
Okay.
We believe, you know, we know that they can go and they can probably interview and successfully get a job. What we want them to do is we want them to maintain that job. We want them to see that as a building block to the next level of career and ultimately to become self-sufficient. So we serve our women in many areas, not just job skills, but in all areas of life. Every morning, Monday through Thursday, begins with a Bible study or devotional.
Nice.
And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we partner with El Centro College. And so our computer classes are taught by El Centro College instructors. And each woman who comes through our program, when they complete our computer classes, they actually receive a continuing education credit from El Centro. And they will be able to continue on as a continuing education student with other classes that El Centro offers
No
charge. We also teach parenting and relationship class. We teach time management and money management class.
Oh, we teach... Michelle, I just have to say, Michelle's over here giving praise hands for a lot of what you're saying, and you can't see it.
I know.
But, and we are going to talk to Michelle, but it's just great to see her enthusiasm as a graduate and just really, you know,
I can
tell it's been a blessing.
We also teach nutrition because we know how important it is that, you know, women take care of their bodies, and we want them to understand that it's not going to cost a lot of money for you to care for what, you know, you're eating and how you're exercising. So nutrition is another class, self-discovery, which is conflict resolution, personal choices. So it is really a holistic class, holistic time for these women to really heal, to see beyond their circumstances. One of the things we always tell them, and they hear it so much, is don't define yourself by your current situation.
Right.
See beyond that and see what God is making possible for you just by bringing you to this table. And I always tell them, you know, I know God has a plan for you because you walk through our door and you're sitting at this table and there's breath in your lungs. So we get very excited about that. So we serve our women very holistically. And we also have our, one of the other classes, the last class that we teach is business enterprise class. And that is such a fun class. And so as Vicki mentioned earlier, Prosper Candles.
Yes.
So we began a social enterprise with through Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps about 2 years ago. And we wanted to teach women what it would look like if they began their own small business, whether it's doing hair, whether it's cleaning homes, whatever, you know, if they have a skill or a talent and they could essentially start a small business, we wanted them to know there's a possibility.
Yes.
So we wanted to do that through the creation of a product. And so we came up with Prosper Candles. So every class, it is essentially a small business. They choose the name of the candle. They choose the scent of the candle. They melt every piece of wax. They pour every candle. They place every wick. They package every candle. And then we sell them at graduation. Mm-hmm. And then we also take opportunities that we can take them to various fairs mm-hmm. Throughout the Dallas community. And then when we're able to do that, we actually hire some of our alumni to come and work that fair. So they're able to sell the product they created. Nice. And we pay them, and they're able to put that experience on their resume. So Wonderful. It's an incredible opportunity for them to see the value in what they can create. Yes. Many times they've lost sight of their value.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just, I have to sell those Prosper candles. I have one. They're amazing. They smell fabulous. I don't remember the name of mine, but the packaging is quite lovely. And the little message inside when you open it up. And so I'm just doing a little holler out for Prosper Candles because I believe it's on your website, if I remember correctly, that you can go link to. There's a link to that.
So absolutely.
If we can encourage our listeners to check that out.
Yes.
Man.
I know. There's so much.
So much. There's so much. And I have so many more questions.
Me too.
But we have to get over to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, girl.
Welcome.
Thank you.
She's been just silently cheering on the whole time. It's time to let her talk.
Yes. So we want to let you loose. We want you to just share with everyone your experience with Job Corps.
Oh, man. I don't know where to start. But it was a awesome journey.
Okay.
By the way, that's what we named our candle.
Is that what yours was?
I don't
think I had that one, but
it was
fabulous.
It was really an awesome experience. I didn't go in. I came out with way more mm-hmm. than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has heard this story so many times. I actually stumbled over on that school by accident. I was going to a doctor clinic mm-hmm. that they had next door, and I came out and I seen this note on the wall that said computers. And so I went into the church and asked them about computers. And she was like, oh, no, we don't offer computer courses. But they have a Job Corps next door and they offer computers. I think they just started. They've only started a week ago. And I was like, okay, computers. Keep in mind, I was talking about computers.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there. She introduced me and they was like, oh, yeah, sure, you can start. And I'm like, okay, well, how much? What time? It was like, oh, it's free.
And you're and thinking, no
like,
way.
What? I'm about to
She's
learn
dancing,
computer,
y'all.
And this is free. Mind you, I've been in the work field forever, mm-hmm. but computers, mm-hmm. I only know what they taught me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. Here I am. I'm excited. So I gets there, first day. I'm thinking, computers. Oh, I was in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
We had a devotional that morning, and I was like, okay, I can do the devotional.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like a line of classes, like you do this one and you transition to this class and you transition to this class. And I asked one of the girls, so when is computers?
Right.
I went there for parenting. I didn't think I needed parenting. I didn't think I needed no life skills. I didn't need no nutrition. I didn't need what y'all needed. I just needed computers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But as I sat there and I sat there and I sat there and praying, God was like, no, this is where you need to be. I placed you here for a reason. Now, it just so happened that I had been working on my previous job for 11 years. And got laid off.
Oh,
devastating. Because mm-hmm. trying to get back out there in that market mm-hmm. without them computer skills
mm-hmm.
was totally different. So I kept bumping my head and bumping my head and bumping my head. And I prayed, and he was like, okay, well, go there. That's where I went. And so for a couple of days or maybe a week, I was like, I ain't going to be able to do this. This
While
is not what I came for.
Corps,
yeah, because
right.
I thought I was just doing computers. I didn't need parenting, life skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a class where a lot of people from a different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else walked didn't match my walk, so I was like, this ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you above everybody.
Yes.
I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was like, I already have a job. I already know how to work. I've been working. I don't need all this stuff. I don't mm-hmm. have these issues and these problems.
I wish you could see your face.
Yes.
God had another plan for
he
you.
He did. Humility.
He's beautiful that way.
Yes, he was. And I didn't know what he had me there for, but all I know is he kept saying, don't leave, don't leave. And I was like struggling, like, why? What a beautiful thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
I did realize that them parenting classes did teach me something. I love them girls. I love them classes. I learned so much. I think I was crying because I didn't want to leave.
Right.
And I thought those 8 weeks was just too short, but it was beautiful. I don't think I would have had it any other way. We
mm-hmm.
learned so much. I learned so much more about God. I learned so much more about appreciating other people.
Wow.
I learned so much about just because you're not in the same situation as somebody don't mean you're equal. Everybody hurts. Everybody needs. I just enjoyed it. It was hard for me to leave.
Did you ever learn about computers?
Yes, I did. I did a resume when I left. I did a resume and I did a PowerPoint. Now, I've never in my life did a resume. Not on my own.
And you were going to need that since you had lost your job. And, you know, do you do interview skills?
We do. That is actually one of the classes. Thank you for bringing that up, Michelle. I missed the resume writing and interview class. We have a class dedicated to resume writing and interviewing skills.
That's so needed. It is imperative.
We want these women to be prepared for the current job market. We know we can't teach everything, but we can give them the confidence to create a great resume, to, you know, learn computer skills. And then we also do mock interviews our last week of class. So we invite community partners. We have had recruiters from Parkland Hospital come in and do mock interviews. We have had recruiters from Lowe's come in and do interviews. So we have had, so we do mock interviews the eighth week of class. The women come in. We one of the other services we offer is we have a clothes closet, and it's just professional wear. And so all of our women can purchase. Everything is free. They can shop for two professional items every week. So that essentially gives them 16 pieces of professional wear by the time
that's
they graduate.
Amazing.
And so they are required to dress up for the mock interviews as if it were a real interview. We tell them, this is, in your mind, this needs to be a real interview. They have to present their resume. They do an interview. And we've actually had women who have been called after the mock interviews to go in and actually interview for positions.
Praise God. That's huge.
Yeah, that is a huge blessing.
That's kind of giving me chill bumps. The power of this program, and you know, and especially with your story, Michelle, having lost your job and receiving so much more than a computer class, but and also preparing you to for the workforce ahead, because especially I know for myself, having a job for a long time, and then for me to have to go back out there and try to interview or to restructure a resume or create one from scratch, it's difficult. It's scary, very scary.
Yeah, especially when you have to go back out there and you realize what you was making on your previous job, you're not worth that in the market. Once you come out of there, you're not worth that anymore. So we had a hard time because doing interviews, and I was like, I'm not doing this interview. Like, certain jobs that I was applying for, they was way below what I was making. I was like, oh, no, I cannot do this. And we had a talk in class where the teacher that did our resume, they had to literally, like, pray with me and tell me, you're going to have to accept the fact that you're not worth that much. And it took everything in me, like, to really humble myself to take
to
a job
over.
That, yes, I was like, are you kidding me? And I mean, I cried, I kicked, I prayed, because I was like, I'm worth more than this. But it wasn't anything I could do but to give in to God. He was like, trust me. Don't trust the pay. Trust me. And that's what made me move forward. Like, okay, I'm just going to have to do it.
That's amazing.
It was hard, though. Even every time I look at my check,
I'd
be like, okay, Lord, I'm still trusting you. I'm still trusting you. Like, okay.
Wow. What? I'm curious, what was your favorite class? Out of all the offerings that you've received, because there's such a plethora of things that you guys do, what would have been your favorite class?
My favorite class was Sandy's class.
Parenting and relationships.
Parenting. Now, mind
you, parenting and relationships. That's a huge bowl of cherries right there.
Because her class also deals with, it did a lot of counseling. So I'm thinking it was only for people that basically lost their kids and you know, are trying to get back in, you know, into society and become an effective parent. Again, I was like, I didn't need that skill.
Are you a parent by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Not biologically, though.
Okay.
But I've raised them. But she tapped into something that I really needed. She tapped into the brokenness, the broken woman that I was. So it was a touchy class. I think, like, everybody was kind of on edge after that class. You know, we would be all kind of like touchy or feely, but I know with me, she had me cry so much, like, and then really showed me just how broken I was, no matter what you are out in that world, but that inside, that brokenness. So I had a chance for once in my life to tap into all my brokenness and start a healing process that I never let the world see. All you seen was my smile, my heart, that's all you see. And she broke through all of that, and I needed that. And I didn't know that I needed that to become the humble person that God wanted me to be. So it was a battle, but that was my favorite class.
Isn't the struggle you're talking about, and then you're ending it with, but that was my favorite class, is pretty amazing,
yes.
The gift that you receive from that.
Well, I hate to interrupt the story and everything that's going on. This is great information, and we're so excited, Marlo and Michelle. But we're going to have to take a break. Let's take a break, and then we'll jump right back in right where we stopped.
Every heart, every woman.
Listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show on The Word 100.7 FM. My good friend Vicki McMurray is co-hosting with me here today. Thank you so much, Vicki.
Thank you, Carla.
And Vicki and I, we have been chatting with Marlo Kreitzinger, who is the executive director of Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps. And we've also been chatting with Michelle Doss. She is a graduate from the Job Corps, and we're going to jump right back into her story. But we also have Candace Winslow joining us. She is a chair of the board for the Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps. Thank you so much, Candace, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Carla.
We're going to get to Candace, and we're going to let her talk. She's a good friend of ours, so we like to gab with Candace. But let's go back with Michelle before we just wrapped up with the break. Before we took a break, I was just thinking that the Lord has just really provided for you exactly what you needed when you accidentally went to the Job Corps. That I remember in the break that you said you had never been in a place where you found just that love and acceptance and non-judgment, and the Lord did all of these fabulous things. So my first question is, when did you graduate from the program?
Fall 2017.
Okay. So with that and all of the skills that you got and from being in that such a loving and nurturing environment, what's happening in your life today? How did the Lord really wrap that up, and why did he send you there?
He's still wrapping it up, to be honest.
Okay.
He's not done with me yet.
Yeah.
Right now I am currently working full time, been working since January. So
good.
I got to, you know, have a break after school all the way through Christmas.
Yes.
And I am working, and I am currently, my husband and I are currently in a process of adopting two little girls.
Oh, wonderful.
He made a way. He made a way.
Two little girls.
Wow.
Yes, yes. It's nothing but God. It's nothing but God. Because
yes.
When I look back, I be like, you sure I can do this, Lord? I can afford this?
Mm.
All I hear him say is, I got you. Trust me.
Yes.
Trust me, not the situation.
That is wonderful. I mean, I think all of us in this room have had that time where the Lord said, do something, and we're like, what? That's the opposite of what I think
me?
I am.
Exactly. I'm not alone in this then.
Yes. No. Exactly. No, you're not alone at all. And we wanted to talk about the mentor program. So, Marlo, we understand that all of the women are assigned to a mentor, and then something fabulous happens. They get to continue on with this mentor for how long?
So part of our job readiness and life skills program is pairing each participant with a mentor the fifth week of class. Mentoring is so critical to our program,
yes.
Because we want these women to know that it is not just within these 8 weeks that we are walking alongside you. We want that to continue even after they graduate. And we also understand that through that mentoring process, that gives the participants, the alumni, an opportunity to take those skills that they have learned within the 8-week job readiness and life skills program and put them to work, but while having that support of someone that is praying for them, that is encouraging them, that is helping them through processes that they may have never experienced. Maybe they're filling out a job application for the first time. Maybe they want to apply to college and they've never done that process
mm-hmm.
before. That mentor is there so that they have someone that they're walking alongside that they can say, I want to do this, but I need some help and some guidance. And their mentor will step up and be there for them and networking, you know, putting them in the direction of if they want to seek a job in a certain area, you know, oh, I happen to know someone in that area, connecting those dots for these women and seeing that networking is critical.
It is powerful. And then also to me, it seems like it would help open the eyes of your client to see there are possibilities out there for me, and I'm not limited to this little circle of influence that I thought I was limited to, but now there are real possibilities way outside of what I know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of my favorite moments is when our participants are paired with their mentors. And one of the things that we always encourage them to do is to keep an open mind. And I always tell them, do not have an expectation of what your mentor looks like. Do not have an expectation of what your mentor does professionally or how old they are. It is amazing when they are paired and they go, well, she's older than I expected, or she's a different color than I expected. Mm-hmm. So really giving them that opportunity to stretch themselves out of their comfort zone to allow this woman who has said, I'm willing to walk alongside you for 6 months and encourage you and pray for you and praise with you and celebrate and network. So don't put them in a box. You know, I always encourage the ladies, just allow God to be God and don't limit him.
Oh,
let him
beautiful.
Work through the women that mm-hmm. he puts in your life, whether mm-hmm. it be a mentor or a teacher or a fellow participant. Let God work.
That is wonderful. You know, I'm thinking that just kind of levels the playing field in this way, because all of us in this room and so many of our friends, we all have mentors.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who know us intimately, know what's going on in our lives, people that we are extremely honest with, mm-hmm. people that we trust to be extremely honest with us, and that walk alongside us. So that, to me, that it's kind of like one of the jobs that the Lord is giving you is to just level the playing field for everybody. Maybe someone who wouldn't ask for help, we're going to put you in mm-hmm. a position where we're giving you help for 6 months, which is such a blessing.
Exactly. And these mentors are facilitators. All of these women are volunteers. These women are there because God has put on their hearts that they want to serve women in an opportunity and in a way that these will empower the woman that's standing in front of them or sitting in front of them or crying in front of them or celebrating in front of them to say, look, it's hard,
mm-hmm.
but it's
is,
okay
yes.
because you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And challenges will come. Celebrations will come. And we're here to join with you in every stage of that for at least 6 months. We have mentors and participants who are still friends today that
Wonderful.
Had began their journey 5-10 years ago. And they're still communicating.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So how are these just your mentors? Are they people that have heard about the program through folks like Candace here who sit on the board or churches? Or how do you, because that is such a big commitment. And like you said, that is definitely something that God has to lay on your heart to do, to be willing to be so open and to help fight for somebody and help encourage and walk alongside someone. How do you
Absolutely.
Find your mentors?
So we actually have a volunteer who is our mentor coordinator.
Ah.
And so she goes out to various churches and she talks to various women about the opportunity to mentor, to tell them about our program. And, you know, we have had many mentors come just from word of mouth from other mentors mm-hmm. who have gone through the opportunity of walking alongside a woman. And they go and tell their friends and say, look, this is an amazing opportunity. Mm. So, you know, God is constantly working, but various churches are our largest population. That's where we find the majority of our mentors. One of the things that we want in our mentors is we are looking for mentors who do have a mature walk with the Lord, because we know that some of our participants may not at that time have a mature walk with the
mm-hmm.
Lord, and that's okay. We want someone who is going to say, look, I'm prepared for this because God has prepared me for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want a woman. And so that's why we love when our board members and our volunteers and our staff go to the churches that they attend and say, look, I want to tell you about Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps in all the areas that you can serve, whether it be mentoring, teaching, you know,
helping with celebration, whatever areas it is, let me tell you about this amazing ministry.
I'm just bowled over by all that you're doing. I had no idea. Little Candace over here has talked a little bit about this, but never did I know quite to the extent of the beauty of the time spent, the very specific time spent with each one of your participants. And I know Candace is over here kind of chomping at the bit. This is Candace Winslow, and she's the chair of the board, and we've known her for a long time. And
yeah, so Candace, just share with us your role in at the Job Corps, and I know that you're expanding now,
yeah,
and growing.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Carla, to you and Vicki, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
And allowing Job Corps to share how the Lord is using us as a ministry. Job Corps has been around, we're celebrating 20 years, believe it or not,
yes,
in the Metroplex. I've been involved since 2004 when a friend, a woman who lived across the street, said, "You've got to hear about this ministry." And truly, a next-door neighbor said, "Would you come and take a look at who we are and what we do?" And the Lord just put on my heart and really branded on my heart a place to serve in Job Corps. So as a board member, I am a volunteer, but my job is more, if you will, to support Marlo as our executive director. Our board of directors has about 14 members on it, and we're looking at how the ministry is managed, how it's governed.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, we're celebrating 20 years, and part of our 20-year celebration is moving to a new facility, which I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
And so grateful to the Lord. We have this amazing partnership with Shiloh Terrace Baptist Church. We're really on the border of Dallas and Mesquite. We're at La Prada and Oates, Buckner and I-30, that part mm-hmm. of the Metroplex. We have been working out of Shiloh Terrace's old parsonage. So I want you to picture like an 1,100-square-foot house
mm-hmm.
where we do our classes, our computer training. All of our mentor relationships begin in that room. I want you to see that 1,100-square-foot house with one potty and 13, 14 women in the,
wow,
the house. Right. So you feel the need that we need to expand,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and
yes.
So thanks to the incredible generosity of one donor, this donor gave us $500,000 lead gift.
Wonderful.
To build a 4,000-square-foot brand-new building, two lots down from where we reside currently. So we will still be on Oates. We'll still be in that part of Far East Dallas. And we are so proud to be able to be a contributor to that part of our community. So our new facility, 4,000 square feet, and it will allow us to continue everything we're doing, plus additional workshops and training and whatnot. So we are so, so grateful. And Lord willing, we broke ground. We had our ceremonial groundbreaking on May 19th.
Okay.
And Lord willing, the building will be finished this calendar year.
Wow.
That's fast. That's fantastic. So if somebody is inspired and they're hearing our radio show today, what could they do to participate maybe in the building project?
Well, I think every Christian ministry says this, but we mean this in the core of our heart. We're asking everyone who feels moved to pray alongside with us, because our ministry verse, Jeremiah 29:11, tells us that God has plans to prosper us, but we, as we've already mentioned in the program today, everything we are and everything that we are is because of Him. And so the very first thing I would ask, if you can hear my voice, would you please pray that the Lord would continue to bless our construction and our building process? For those that are moved to participate in an active way, obviously we have volunteer opportunities in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the building project, we have donation needs. Well, we still have roughly $300,000 to raise on our project, and every single gift that we have, regardless of the size, counts towards that. And so if someone is interested in participating as a volunteer or as a donor, you would simply just contact the ministry, and we would be happy to give you further information.
That's fantastic.
And may I add one more thing,
yes,
regarding the building? One,
yes,
of the beautiful testimonies that is coming through this building is it will be called the Flo Campbell Enrichment Center. And Flo Campbell was our site coordinator for 12 of our 20 years.
Mm.
And she
touched so many lives through her faithful service, her sacrificial service to so many of our participants. Many of our volunteers that are still serving there today were brought on through Flo Campbell. Many of our donors that we have today are giving financially because of Flo Campbell as well. And so, you know, every day that people drive up to this new facility, they will see that it was through the love of Flo Campbell that we have that foundation today to build this new facility. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there have been many women, many people who have served with Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps for 20 years leading us to this point. Flo Campbell was one that just left a mark on so many hearts. And it was through, you know, the wish of the donor that gave us $500,000 to say, you know, I want people to know who Flo Campbell was. Mm-hmm. And so we're just so excited that her name will be remembered as one of love and service.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask this possibly very obvious question. Has Flo passed away or she's retired or?
So Ms. Flo stepped down as site coordinator December of 2016 from a recurring of cancer. And she passed away August of 2017. And it was a very bittersweet day on Saturday. So many of her family members came out to celebrate this moment with mm-hmm. us on Saturday at our groundbreaking. And she is celebrated every day. It was bittersweet, but she is celebrated, and we are so thankful that God used her in such a mighty way through Dallas Christian Women's Job Corps.
Absolutely. I had a question, Carla, if it's all right. We're both kind of looking at each other like, who's going to talk next?
Go ahead.
And I'm curious. I'm kind of backtracking for a second because it's been something that's I've just been thinking about. So you walk in, Michelle, you don't know anything about it. You're just trying to learn about computers, and you're asking, how much is this going to cost? Because you've just lost your job, and it's free. So obviously, you're fundraising for a building, but how are you maintaining? Because you said, I'm assuming you're hiring El Centro. They're not volunteering.
So through a grant that El Centro receives, mm-hmm. they actually provide their services at no cost.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We are about 75% supported by individual donors.
Okay.
And then the rest of our funding comes from churches, various churches, and then also foundations. We are very blessed to have a donor base that has supported us for many years. And we are always looking to expand that very loyal donor base. We are excited about the Prosper Candle aspect donors getting involved. We are also excited about the new building and for donors to get involved. And then, of course, our programming and for donors to get involved to serve in that way. Prayer, resources, and funding. Mm-hmm. Those are the three most important things that we look for and we ask for repeatedly because we know without prayer, nothing is possible. And our resources and our funding, they go right directly to the women that we serve.
Yeah.
That's speechless. It's
yeah,
amazing.
I know. You do so much so many nonprofits do. You know, when you get the money and you want it to go straight to the people in your program, mm-hmm. and that is your heart. And you know, that's what the Lord has led you to do. Michelle, I was wondering the other ladies that went through the program with you, are you still in touch with them? Are you all still walking through life together?
Oh yes, ma'am. They don't have no choice but to talk to me.
There you go.
They don't have a choice. It's not a choice. I went to a birthday party of one of the ladies, okay. Her son's birthday party of another one, need a ride, work. We still talk and we still communicate.
Yeah.
That was we made that pact.
So through Dallas Women's Job Corps, I mean, you've also found, a band of women who you can do life together with.
Yes, and they also started a workshop for alumni, which is awesome because we leave out, and sometimes you do. Everybody's not able to get in contact. The people in my class, I stay in contact with the ones that I can. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody don't stay in contact. But this gave me an opportunity, and I think I was the only one from my class that went to the workshop. But then I got to meet other women from other classes, and it was awesome. Now they all on my Facebook, and we share different things. So it was awesome. It's just a big old family that keeps expanding.
Yes, Yes.
That's beautiful. And so that's new, the alumni program?
So our alumni workshops are new. We had our first one in March. It was amazing. And as Michelle said, it is so critical for our alumni to understand that there is a sisterhood that has been established for 20 years, and they are part of that sisterhood now. And I want them to understand, and we want them to understand through our alumni workshops, that it's not just the women you graduate with. Mm-hmm. You are sister now with hundreds and hundreds of women who have graduated from this program. And so we had 12 alumni there, and I believe, if I remember correctly, there were six classes, different graduating classes represented at that workshop. And, you know, we cannot wait to move into the new facility. 12 to 15 is kind of our cap in our 1,100 square foot facility right now. Mm-hmm. But having that 4,000 square feet, you know, hopefully we'll get to the point where we will have 20, 30 alumni in attendance. And goes back also to not just supporting each other through prayer and praise, but it also goes back to that critical component of networking. Mm-hmm. As it is important with your mentor that they can network. Now, as peers, they are networking with one another. Yes. You know, if one is looking for a job, if one is looking for a church home, if they're looking for something, they now get to go to a peer who is saying, I'm here and I'm ready to support you.
Right. Yes. That is wonderful. And that's, I think that's so important for women to stick together, to share together, to share the ups, to share the downs. That helps us all, you know, make it through.
Without judging.
Yeah, there you go.
Without judging, it's a judge-free zone. So you get to be who you are, and people love and accept you for who you are.
That is such a blessing.
It is.
That is such a blessing. Well, we have, I mean, Vicki and I are just kind of speechless at everything that you're able to do. It's been such a blessing for us to share your story, Michelle and Marlo, and thank you so much for being here with us. If you'll take a minute and give everybody contact information, anyone that's been listening that wants to come to Dallas Women's Job Corps or that wants to volunteer, how do they find out?
Absolutely. Thank you. So, yes, you can go to our website, which is www.dallascwjc.org. You can place a donation on our website. If you are interested in participating in our job readiness and life skills program, you can fill out the application online and submit it through our website. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can also go on our website, fill out the volunteer application and submit that online as well. And once those are submitted, myself or our site coordinator, Rochelle Ross, will contact you. And we would love to have you come in and talk about opportunities. And then if you're interested in taking the program, you know, when our classes are starting.
Wonderful. That's great. So I hope that everyone listening will just take advantage of that and reach out to you. Candace, we so appreciate you being here with us and introducing Marlo and Michelle to us and sharing information with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you again for having us, Carla. Vicki, thank you so much.
And we have there's more that we want to. We didn't really let Candace just
out of the gate.
Right. We didn't let her out of the gate this time, but we will bring her back. And there's so much more that about her beautiful, wonderful life. She is a mentor to so many women and does so much in the community. So we'll don't worry, everyone. We will have her back and we will let her loose and let her share her story with us, because we just find so much inspiration from you and everything that you do. As we close this week, we want to let everyone know that Every Heart, Every Woman radio show is a program of Love Ministries. And you can find out more information about Love Ministries on their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Continue to reach out to Vicki and I on our social media. You can find us at EHEW Radio. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We always want to hear from you. We always want to hear your suggestions for topics and guests and creative ideas that you have for the show. So reach out to us at any time. You can also find us on our website, ehewradio.com. Come back and join us next week at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful week. We are on The Word 100.7 FM. We will see you next week.
Every heart.